the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Thanks for listening today. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike today on the phone, it's 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com. We have an email question and answer segment coming up in this hour. At 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg will be coming on for What's Toxic, What's Not, a topic about Christmas trees coming up. Birth defects have been discovered at a Marine base camp, and Chinese propaganda about air pollution, and apparently kids are in the crosshairs of road pollution at their daycare centers. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 35 minutes after the hour. And another Real Age tip of the week for this hour coming up before the end of the hour. And again, udocs@gmail.com. Youdocs@gmail.com. Want to mention iHeartRadio. It's catching on. It's really, really very popular. You can customize your own information and add you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to your favorite ways to listen to all your medical information. A couple ways to do that. You go to the iHeartRadio.com website, download the app. You can use it on the web. If you go to your computer and use it on the web, click Talk, T-A-L-K, in the main menu, then look for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show for iHeartRadio Talk, which is a terrific way to be entertained and informed along the way to your specific needs. Let's continue on with some of the top medical stories of the week before we got Dr. Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour. What drug reduces cancer risk in women more than 30%? This is a Cleveland Clinic finding, right, Dr. Mike?
Right. This is a very interesting one because they looked at diabetics, and this class of drugs, the gitazones, if you will, Actos is one that is commonly used and is approved, but the others all ran into a lot of problem because it looked like they were increasing heart problems, if you will, and consequently the others got pulled out. But the Actos, which they went and looked at the complication rates, and they found that, in fact, these people who were on Actos has, in fact, fewer by 30%, not a trivial and not a small number, 32% less cancers. So, that to me is a tremendous benefit.
Breast cancer is up. I'm hearing a lot about breast cancer now. What are the details? What's the information on that?
Well, this is interesting. In the rest of the world, breast cancer is surging and the death rate from it is surging. And the reason is pretty simple. They're adopting our lifestyles. So the rest of the world has gotten fried pork and fried this and fried that and, you know, donuts fried and butter fried, etc. They're learning all of our bad habits, and consequently they're getting the diseases we have, such as breast cancer and prostate cancer, to a larger degree than they ever had them before. And I want to speak a little bit more about what happens when they migrated to the United States versus stayed in their native country before this, that is in the 80s, before they got our bad habits. And what's happened now that they've got the bad habits, but they haven't adopted the modern treatments and vaccine preventions, et cetera, for example, cervical cancer. So cancer in the developing world is surging, especially breast and cervical cancer in women and prostate in men. Now, if you had, this is great studies from Japan and China. When they stay in Japan or China and were stayed with their native culture, this is in the 80s to 90s, they had one-fifth the cancer rates as their twin that migrated to the United States, usually the West Coast, and adopted the American eating style. So food can trigger cancer, And it's that saturated fat and simple sugars that appear to do it.
Now, why have these countries over there become more Americanized? They used to be very health conscious and eating the right foods, but again, they're being indoctrinated into our American lifestyle. Why are they doing that?
Why are they adopting our lifestyle?
Well, I mean, why are they accepting? Why are they going more toward the American ways of eating? You see a lot of the restaurants that are popular here going into some of these other countries, and they're eating that kind of having that kind of lifestyle.
How do I say it? Everyone wants to emulate the United States. We are the great United States.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, let's emulate them, and that's what happens.
You know, these companies look to branch out and to benefit their bottom line. Because you see these countries that have had healthy ways of eating, now they're becoming more, they're adopting the American diet. You know, they're becoming more, apparently they like it, right? They must enjoy the food.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Vitamins. What are the benefits for prenatal and people over 50?
Well, this is a very interesting story. There's going to be a series of stories out this next week on vitamins not changing longevity, not changing, if you will, survival. And you say, well, this is crazy, because we know that prenatal vitamins, especially given before pregnancy, as well as during pregnancy, decrease cancer rates, decrease congenital birth defects, etc. And you have to take it 3 months before pregnancy to get the full benefit. So essentially every woman between the ages of 12 and 50, since 50% of pregnancies are unplanned, should be on a prenatal vitamin with DHA. And above the age of 50, DHA plus lutein and zeaxanthin plus a vitamin decreased cancer rates and decreases macular degeneration by between 12 and 18% on the cancer rates and around 35 to 70% on the macular degeneration. So clearly everybody over the age of 50 should be on one, and women between 12 and 50 should be on one. So the question is this really a benefit of vitamins? Yeah, even if it doesn't decrease death rates, that is, even if it doesn't decrease how long you live, it improved the quality of life by allowing people to see, by allowing people to not have congenital defects, not develop autism. So my statement on this, on the data is, I certainly think that vitamins, a multivitamin, half of a multivitamin morning and night is probably something I will continue to do for the rest of my life.
Any vitamins and supplements that are probably overrated?
Oh, this is a very interesting story on vitamins and supplements that are overrated. So what do you think the answer to that is?
How many are there?
Yeah, that are overrated. Well, they came up with nine overhyped rather than overrated. Nine overhyped. And they include St. John's wort. And, yeah, that reason that's a problem is because it does interfere with so many other drugs. So that's one you got to be very careful about. Bitter melon, here's another one to pass on. Even though bitter melon has been called vegetable insulin, the supplement created by the fruit don't live up to the hype. While some people think it lowers blood sugar, it's been proven to be ineffective for managing type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and it can cause spontaneous abortion and less serious complications, include headaches and gastrointestinal issues. Ginkgo biloba, which we've found was used for mental function, has no benefit to that. Iron, this is one where getting extra iron actually causes you liver failure and can cause heart failure. They also list acai, vitamin D, and chia seeds. I don't think those are overhyped. We can talk about those later. But in any case, Joe, it's to you.
Okay, Dr. Mike Roizen, we'll continue on with more of the top medical stories of the week. We have a segment coming up in this hour. Dr. Mike answers some of your email questions. You can email Dr. Mike a question, Dr. Mike at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. But next is What's Toxic? and What's Not from Dr. Gary Ginsberg on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. It's what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Every week at this time, Dr. Mike, what do you like to start with his topics today?
Well, the one I love is the pollution in China and the reason that's good.
I thought you might like that, seeing that you go to China yourself and you don't think it's so good. Would you be hoodwinked by these five excuses the Chinese government is making as to why?
Well, actually, I like the one it binds us together.
Okay, I'll start with that one. So the official Chinese government take on all the heavy pollution lately is that there are five reasons why the Chinese people should feel all this air pollution is good for them, including reason number two, it makes China more equal. So everybody has to deal with bad air, so it equalizes everybody, whether they're high class or low class. Of course, some people can get into their luxury cars or luxury apartments and have and be able to escape it to some degree. My favorite, though, is Chinese people are funnier when they are contending with deadly smog because they make jokes and wisecracks such as, we've never been farther away when we hold hands on the street and I can't see you. So the Chinese, the haze makes Chinese people more knowledgeable because now they're suddenly more aware of meteorology, geography, chemistry, and even history somehow. And what's one more? It makes Chinese people feel more unified because everyone feels like, from big cities to small towns, everyone feels like they're in it together. So it makes everyone, it's nice to have a common enemy, I guess, except when it's damaging everybody's lungs just as they speak. So I don't think that any of these are a good reason to go to China without a good air mask.
And you did bring up that it shortened lifespan about 5.5 years, and that's the older pollution. This is actually more dense lately, and it's both because of the air currents and apparently the as industry grows and as it becomes more, if you will, the cities become more populated, there seems to be more pollution.
Well, the people are driving more cars as the standard of living has increased, and they're just not prepared for the clogging, the congestion on the roads.
How much is due to the coal-fired power plants? Is it mostly due to cars, and couldn't they go to all electric cars over time?
They are planning to go more EV, but they have not ramped up for that. And so in the South, where they don't have that much coal-fired power plants, the air pollution lately has been just as bad. So I think it's because of population growth in the automobile.
Okay, Gary, talk about how we coexist with Christmas trees at this time of year.
Yeah, well, Christmas trees are overall a very good thing for the spirit and the soul of Christmas past, Christmas future. However, there are some hazards. And, you know, statistically, this time of the year, there is an increased rate of accidents from falling, and that has to do with not only decorating the tree from a ladder and falling off that into the tree, but also decorating your house. So be careful about that. Fires, Christmas trees are generally a fire hazard because you're stringing up bulbs. People have candles often in the same room, and Christmas trees, as they dry out in your house, are pretty flammable, especially the needles. And so it doesn't take much for a Christmas tree to go up. Fire hazards are increased this time of the year, statistically. And then the other one is mold. So you are actually bringing moldy vegetation into your home if you are bringing in a cut Christmas tree that's been sitting around in a lot for a couple of weeks. And mold will grow on it, and then you bring it into a warm living room, and the mold takes off. And so statistically, people have greater amounts of nasopharyngeal symptoms and colds and coughs this time of the year, not only because your house is dry, but also because you're bringing a moldy tree into your house.
All right. So what would you advise somebody to do, fake or real?
Well, you know, fake trees have their issues, too, because sometimes they could have lead in the plastic. Plastic does have plasticizers. I would say a fresh-cut tree is better than one that's been sitting around a lot. So if you cut it yourself, that's better in terms of the mold situation. Plastic trees are okay. I just wouldn't leave it up for a real long time. You know, there's a lot of other plastic in your house that could be creating plastic dust all over the place. But I would go for the natural fresh cut.
Okay. Camp Lejeune is making news, right, in one of your stories. What's going on there?
Well, I've talked about Camp Lejeune before as a place where roughly a million GIs have spent time at a home base in basic training. And the problem with that is that there's been a ton of groundwater pollution historically since the 1940s and 50s at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. And they were drinking the water, they were bathing in the water, families were living on the base. So right now there's about 200,000 people who are complaining and are being tracked for their health conditions. Now, the National Academy of Sciences, the most prestigious scientific body in the land, about 3 years ago, came out with a report that said that you'll never be able to untangle all the people, all their exposures, all their health effects. Nobody's ever going to be able to create a smoking gun out of Camp Lejeune. So that sort of, you know, gave a big sigh of relief to the military. They're not going to get sued. And unfortunately, that was unfortunate for all the plaintiffs who are claiming damages. Well, now a new study just came out from the government, not the National Academy, but from the government, saying that they can, in fact, link people's exposure, the military military soldiers' exposure at Camp Lejeune, to neural tube defects in childhood leukemia. So a couple of early life developmental things that seem to be related to the trichloroethylene, a solvent that was heavily used at Camp Lejeune that they let get into the groundwater, as well as benzene. Are linked, and which is known to be a leukemiagen and a reproductive hazard, and now they are connecting the dots to those chemicals. So this is a warning sign to all of us to test our groundwater to make sure we don't have these things, because they don't taste, they don't smell, you wouldn't know it. So make sure if you're on a private well that you test for these kinds of solvents. And for the people at Camp Lejeune, I think the story is just getting started.
All right. Give me a minute on your story about kids and road pollution.
Yeah, well, if you send your kids to daycare or to a school, you want to really look to see how much traffic pollution, diesel bus exhaust is going on, because kids in developing lungs are very sensitive to these kinds of irritants and particulate pollution. And we know that communities that are really close to heavy to busy roadways, there's more asthma. And in this particular study in Washington State, they found over 100 daycare centers that were too close to high sources of air pollution, busy roadways, and that the siting rules and regulations they have for siting a daycare center weren't being followed. And that's a study in Washington State that I think has relevance and ripple effect across the country. We just have to be smarter about our roads and where we're putting kids.
That's Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic and what's not? His website's terrific. Fantastic information. What's toxic.com. What's toxic.com. Coming up after the break, more of the top medical news stories of the week. The best fruit. What is the best fruit you can have? And the FDA with an edict to farmers about antibiotics to fatten up livestock. What that's all about, Dr. Gary. Dr. Mike Roizen will talk about that. We'll spend some time answering your email questions. And Dr. Mike's free email answers at udocs@gmail.com. Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike will answer some of your email questions in about 8 minutes. Real Age Tip of the Week coming up for the end of the hour, too. And we'll continue on now with some of the top medical stories of the week. I want to hear about why we have bad breath coming up in a minute. Plus, we're eating more meat, which doesn't surprise me. And what you need to know about your kitchen sponge. But the FDA, Dr. Mike, is saying to farmers, no more antibiotics to fatten off livestock. What do you know about that?
Well, that's an interesting story because they said no more antibiotics to, if you will, fatten up the livestock. But they said you can use it to prevent disease. And it's a voluntary ban, so it's a voluntary, and the two largest antibiotic providers say they're going to go with it. It seems to me almost crazy because what it says is we're going to cut our income if we do this by a lot. But the exception is, one, it's voluntary, and two is it's also to prevent disease. Now, you're supposed to get, if you comply with this, a prescription from a veterinarian for each animal you use it on. I think the chances are, they, you know, what would you do? someone asks you to cut your voluntarily because they don't have any power over you with unless they go through a long process. They ask you voluntarily to cut your income 80 to 90%, Joe.
Yeah, sure. I do it, right? I'm winking my eye.
Yeah, you know everybody what I mean? In the whole, you know, the reason is this is a serious problem. The antibiotic usage in animals indiscriminately seems to be bringing up antibiotic-resistant bugs, which will kill us. That is, kill Americans and maybe those in other countries. So my guess is when we look at this 2 years from now, we're going to have to go through that lengthy 10- or 20-year process from the FDA to ban this or change the law so the FDA has more power over these antibiotics. The problem for you and me, Joe, is we're in the era of, I don't know that the 10- or 20-year process will help us get new antibiotic medications that will be effective against the resistant organisms that we have now grown and will grow in the next 10 to 20 years.
What kind of job do you think the FDA does in general?
It has a tough, tough job because it has this horrible, if you will, it controls 25% of all commerce in the United States. It's terribly understaffed. And it can't, because of political lobbying, et cetera, it can't do a lot to really, the laws have hamstrung it. So it has to fight with this law that says you got to make sure they do this, but we have no power to do it. You've got to make sure you go through and search it on each of these items and then go to court to prove it against them. So it's literally the FDA is doing it voluntarily. Because if they did it mandatorily, it would take them 10 to 20 years to get the same result.
Yeah, a long time.
So the FDA is trying to do a good job, but our lawmakers, you know, those wonderful people who are in Congress, have really hamstrung.
Yeah. And they're gone on vacation now, so don't try to call them now until after the first of the year.
I mean, you believe how much time they spend in Washington?
Right.
I think they're going to spend 6 days working between November 20th and December 31st.
A few more days, and then bye-bye until after the first of the year.
And most of those days, you know, I hate to say it, but yeah, never mind. I won't say
well,
it.
Well, no. We all re-vote them in again, so it's almost our fault in a way that we see the same people in there term after term after term. Your number one medical story of the week involves the best fruit. The best fruit. What are the details?
Well, take a guess at the best fruit, Joe.
Oh, boy. The best fruit. I'll say an avocado.
Oh, you knew it. You knew it from that.
No, I don't know anything.
You're absolutely right. It has fats. It has a lot of omega-3 fats that actually have been shown to inhibit cancer cell growth, especially prostate and breast cancer cell growth in cell culture. Mm-hmm. So this story came out of Mexico's Monterey College of Technology. Obviously, avocados are a product of Mexico as well as Southern California and a lot of and Chile and
Italy
and,
too.
They're wonderful. They actually are pretty pricey and pretty caloric, but the calories are great calories. Avocados contain 28% of the recommended of a number of vitamins, but they also contain fiber and monounsaturated fats, which reduce heart disease. And if you will, are excellent, at least in test tube, at preventing both breast and prostate cancer. So I actually do believe this is a great season to get your avocado, and it's got that hard shell, so it doesn't get contaminated by a lot of pesticides and other things. Remember to wash the avocado well before you touch it. Wash the knife well. Because if the knife touches the outside of it, that outside and that hard casing actually does have a lot of pesticides in it.
No. Well, nonetheless, we'll dedicate today's show then to the avocado. What do you say?
Avocado. Do you know, I should tell you, I'll have to ask you offline if I can say this online next week, because avocado is the Aztec word for. And so people can look up what avocado is the Aztec word for.
Okay. Well,
but
well,
I don't know if I can say it on TV. On
all
radio.
Right. All right. Don't say it then. How about the what are some keys to bad breath? What do we do that sets our breath off in the negative way?
Well, it is essentially, it is medications that decrease your saliva. Saliva is essential to washing odor-producing particles free, so when there's less of it. So you get morning bad breath often from, in fact, medications. Another reason is you have a respiratory sinus secretion that passes into the throat, so sinus infections and post-nasal drip can lead to bad breath. Mouth breathing. Instead of breathing through your nose, where you have much more humidity, you breathe through your mouth, which leads to drier, smellier mouth. So that's obesity causing it, because you tend to be more on that way. Skimping on carbs. If you develop ketosis, that is, if you really go strong to a non-carbohydrate diet, you develop ketosis, which gives you bad breath, and then sometimes you can get it from underlying medical conditions. So certain cancers produce chemicals that give you distinctly bad breath.
Is it okay to swallow mouthwash?
Well, you know, mouthwash is pretty high in two things, an antibiotic and alcohol, so the answer is no, don't do it.
Okay. What do we need to know? We'll go to a break, and then you'll answer some email questions. What do we all need to know about our kitchen sponge?
Oh, it's probably the dirtiest thing in your kitchen. You should never have sponges in your kitchen. One of the experts on this is at Cornell. So what you should do is buy, you know, the cheap towels that you can throw away, use, and put in a Clorox bleach. And if you don't put it in Clorox bleach, just use a cheap towel and throw it away, or use those paper towels and throw them away. The sponges you have to put in your dishwasher, and even then they don't get all the bacteria and all the grumus out, and they can really harbor bad bacteria. So our approach is the sponge is the dirtiest place in your house.
Wow. Oh, we all use them.
Speak for yourself, John.
Well, okay, I'm speaking in general terms. But I mean, once you take it out of the wrapper and use it on something, it automatically becomes contaminated right away. Huh?
And it's a great, and you get put in food particles in there, which provide in water, and it provides a great culture media for growing harmful stuff in your kitchen.
Okay. We're going to go on to a quick break here. Do not go away. Stay with us, because Dr. Mike is back. We have some emails from listeners, and we always appreciate the input from listeners who have a question or comment about things, and that is available to you at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. So we'll take a couple of minutes to answer some email questions, then Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Got some email questions on Dr. Mike's Real Age Answers. Email questions, email answers at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Here's one, Dr. Mike. Somebody wants to know about any issues at all with taking an outside walk in the cold and snowy weather.
Well, obviously there is an issue. If you don't like it and don't walk, you're not going to take your walk. So the message is find a indoor place where you can walk and enjoy walking, and that's the best news of all. So whether it is a shopping center or a gym, I actually like walking inside, and I think that's the best way around the problem.
Is it not a good thing to walk that's below zero?
Well, you know, it does put extra stress on your heart because you have constriction of your blood vessels. And obviously, if it's icy, you have a chance of falling down and breaking something. So those are more risky for you. So I think it is an increased risk, and it is an increase, if you will, effort for your own heart.
I heard you got like icicles in your lungs. Is that old wives' tale, or is that true?
I have never heard that,
no?
So I don't know that.
Ice, you can get ice in your lungs or something if it's really, really cold. So
I don't know right, the answer.
So. This is from Lou. Lou says, one more thing about choices, and it does signal a change in behavior. I had a class on Thursday evening, and we brought some snacks for the class. On the table were many enticing things, including my favorite home-baked chocolate chip cookies. Stomach growling, only 2 pieces of celery left, cheese, grapes, apples. I grabbed the last two celery pieces and cored an apple. Seems kind of dopey to even care, but I know those things do matter, sorry to say. That's from Lou, Dr. Mike.
Right, and so what Lou is right is he is right. Those things do matter. And it brings up one of the fun things that my son taught me, which is the apple rule, which is if you are going to eat something, you know, like chips or something like that, or a chocolate chip cookie, say to yourself, am I really that hungry that I would eat an apple? And if the answer is, yeah, I'm that hungry that I would eat an apple, you really are hungry. And the answer is, go and get the apple and eat it, rather than eating the chocolate chip cookie. So it does mean you got to carry an apple or have apples with you, or have apples or bring apples to the party if you're at a party or a gathering like this one. And then do have the apple if you're that hungry.
All right, Lou. Thank you, Lou, for that email.
I like that rule. Don't you think that's a good rule my son taught me?
That's a good rule. I like that. That's very good. Your son's very smart. Very smart man. Very smart man. Dr. Mike, I would like very much to understand if there's a real and validated basis for the use of nutrigenomics.
Nutrigenomics. Right? Nutrigenomics means that each of us has a different, if you will, gene pattern, and that we handle food differently. It turns out there is a real basis for it. We don't know all of the information yet, but for example, it looks like two-thirds of us metabolize red meat into something that causes inflammation. One-third of us can eat red meat with abandon. It doesn't turn into anything bad. How do you do that? Well, you've got to measure the level of that inflammatory protein, TMAO, that red meat turns into. The problem is it's not a generally available assay, but it will be by the end of January. So there is a basis for nutrigenomics. We're just learning about all of it. We don't have any good data yet. So if someone says there's a nutrigenomic basis now, tell them, that's BS, bad science. We don't have it yet, but we will progressively over the next 3 years. So there will be a basis.
Good. Thank you for that email. Another question, Dr. Michael, what will happen to states that have not elected to increase Medicaid funding?
You know, we ought to do this for a full 30 minutes because it's a very interesting question. In other words, those states that haven't increased Medicaid funding have populations, that is a lot of people, who will not be covered by health insurance and will be struggling. What that means is they will still get health care because it's the rule, and they'll go to hospitals that will get unrequited payment. Since the money comes from the federal government, those states will get less funding, and those states may get poorer, while the rest of the states that have increased Medicaid funding may get wealthier as a state. We'll talk about what that means for jobs and job competitiveness of those states. It may turn the old southern state thing around because many of the southern states have not applied for expanding Medicaid.
Yeah, one more before the real age tip, and Dr. Mike, does flu increase seizure risk?
Well, we went over this in the past session when we had Dr. Bren Smith. He said, yes, flu is a stress that if you've got seizures that are well-controlled, flu can increase that control or decrease that control so that it's more likely to have a seizure. He said there was another reason for seizures with the flu is you could end up with an infection of your brain, an encephalitis in rare flus, and that could cause it. But basically, he said, not much of an increase, but the increase does come from the fever and other things that are common with flu rather than the flu virus causing the seizure foci in your brain itself.
All right, let's wrap it up. The Real Age Tip of the Week.
Oh, Sonar, we got to play the music. And we can do this real fast. We've cheered our favorite protein earlier in the show today. That is that it's available to eat inexpensively. You want to have legumes, peanuts, and beans. That's right. They lower your cholesterol instead of raising it, even fight belly fat. Beans do all that, stabilize your blood sugar, lower your blood pressure, reduce your blood level of the harmful inflammatory proteins such as hsCRP, which are risk factors for heart disease and cancer. You got gas? Add Beano beforehand. Soak them with Beano or add Beano when you cook them. The real age benefit of eating healthy, up to 27 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week, Joe.
Did you see me raise my hand when you mentioned that about gas? I raised my hand.
Like that commercial, right?
I'm new to this segment, so I mistimed the end of the show. Can you just tell us, just comment quickly about we're eating more meat, which can't be a good thing, right?
No, and in fact, the more meat we eat, you know, the more cancer and heart disease we will have. Red meat, limited to 4 ounces a week, and you're under the limit that changes your bacteria in your gut. If you change the bacteria in your gut with more than 4 ounces of that or egg yolks or carnitine supplements, then you will change and develop inflammatory proteins that increase your risk for heart disease, stroke, memory loss, even respiratory disease, as well as cancer.
Well, we got a lot in today. We thank you for listening to join us every week on the show. You can listen in. You can email us at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, and, of course, add iHeartRadio Talk to your information gathering system on iHeartRadio 2. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.